योग्य बनना संगम युग में पूजन्य योग्य बनना
द पॉइंट फॉर अमृतवेला
दिल का प्यार
टू बिकम वर्दी ऑफ वर्शिप एट कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज इज टू बिकम इज टू रिसीव रिस्पेक्ट एंड लव एंड रिगार्ड
प्राप्ति में
वर्दी ऑफ वर्शिप सो
पूजन्य आत्मा अपने प्राप्ति में मैंपन का अभिमान कभी मिक्स नहीं करेंगे
वोंट मिक्स द कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ आई व्हाइल्स्ट बीइंग अवेयर ऑफ अटेनमेंट्स
मैंपन का अभिमान मिक्स नहीं करेंगे
A worthy of worship soul is aware of attainments but doesn't mix the consciousness of I with that. The waves of the ocean are bringing the message. The waves of the ocean are bringing a message with each wave. Don't give sorrow, don't take sorrow. You will be loved by everyone according to your actions. Sweet children, lovely children. Your elevated actions will create your fortune. don't perform any sinful actions and stabilize yourself in the incorporeal stage. Sweet children, lovely children, move along whilst being egoless. Each wave of the ocean brings this message to everyone. Your actions create your life.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Mukh se kehne ke pehle.
Before we say Om Shanti through our mouth,
bindi ban jaye,
we have to become a point.
To Shanti phailayenge andar bhi.
Then internally, we will spread that peace.
वायुमंडल में भी शांति.
And so then there will be that peace in the atmosphere.
शांति दूर तक जाएगी.
And this peace will go far. It will reach far. Your internal feelings.
शांति आएगी.
There will be peace in them.
जो आज बाद धीरे जाएगा.
Today Baba said in the Murli to bring patience, and so Baba is giving you that patience.
अपन को भी पुरुषार्थ में योग में गंभीरता और
so whilst making effort in yoga have to be sensible, mature.
गंभीरता उसके पास आएंगी.
Maturity comes to one who is one who doesn't go into expansion. They understand the essence very quickly.
उसको स्पष्ट और डिटेल में समझने की जरूरत नहीं है.
They don't need to understand everything in detail. They're able to catch.
गंभीरता के
so sensible, mature ones.
एक गिफ्ट भगवान की मिल जाए जिसमें मां गंभीर.
So this is a gift that they receive from God. Mama was very mature, very sensible.
सारे ज्ञान का सार उसके स्वरूप में.
In her form, the essence of knowledge is there. And when she clarifies that knowledge, anybody can understand. If in your intellect the essence of knowledge is not clear, then you won't be able to explain to others clearly, and others won't be able to understand either. Knowledge it comes into your practice, into your dharana, and knowledge allows you to become yogyukt, become yogi with an understanding. And so as it comes into your character, as it makes you somebody who is able to understand and have yoga, and then others will benefit through the vibration and atmosphere that you create, because you practice that for yourself. And so a human being's nature is very sensitive. The body is also sensitive. The soul is also sensitive. It's able to catch the good and the bad very quickly. It catches so quickly that the circulation, it just spoils the circulation. According to what you catch, it can either better your circulation or it can spoil it. And so the soul is very sensitive in what it catches. In a Murali Baba, it said before that science has been created through silence. In the Golden Age, the New World is created through silence. It's the power of silence. Through the power of silence, the world becomes new. We're able to, in that silence, you become 16 celestial degrees pure, you become complete with all virtues, the body consciousness, arrogance is gone, and soul conscious stage comes through silence. And so today, whatever I say, I'm telling you what's in my heart. So if you accept what I say with your heart, then thank you, Baba. For myself, I say thank you, Baba. But if you accept what I'm saying to you from my heart today, then I will be very thankful. I will be very grateful. And so today Baba said about how we've defamed Baba. On the path of devotion, we've defamed Baba through ignorance. But now on the path of knowledge, we have the Father. And then if you don't acknowledge and take that full benefit, then you're defaming the Father. It says if you're rejecting Him. And so if I tell you something and you reject that, that's fine. Okay, it's okay. It's only me saying. If you don't accept what I say, it's okay. Okay. But internally, what will the benefit be? Mama had shared teachings once that when somebody shares teachings is not bad, it's good teachings. And so why does your intellect run so fast that, oh, I didn't make a mistake? Who told somebody about what I did? And so when we reject teachings, when you reject teachings, then nobody else will accept you, because you're not accepting what's being told to you. Others won't accept you because your intellect runs too fast that why was I told this? Why wasn't somebody else told this? It was a few of us who were sitting with Mama, and Mama shared this in our ear, that time, and it's like a when a guru shares secrets with the followers. It was with that feeling that Mama had shared about how to value the teachings, because if these teachings don't come into benefit today, they will be of use another time, and if not for yourself, you will be able to share that with others. And so remember who's giving you the teachings. They're teachings. Mama only said it's teachings. The doctor keeps all the medicine in his intellect for others. The doctor's not going to experiment those medicines on himself. He keeps the knowledge of the medicine in his intellect. And according to what comes in front of him, he's able to share that. And so the teachings, we trial, we experiment them on ourselves, and then we're able to benefit others with that. So do not reject teachings. If you reject teachings, then I won't tell you what the alternative to that is. So with your heart, with that love, always have that feeling to learn. And so that learning, the attitude to learn.
Those
who accept teachings experience that mercy from the guru. Of course, the father always has that mercy and love, but the guru also has that mercy. And so you're able to become like the guru. If you don't understand anything else, doesn't matter. But understand teachings. Everybody knows how to use their intellect, but nobody knows how to make their intellect quiet and peaceful. It's like your intellect moves really fast. Just keep it stabilized, keep it peaceful. Just with patience and with that maturity and sensibility, you have to connect your intellect with God, and so that yoga. And so for that you need to make the intellect sit in that peace. And so in Australia, I'd done a class at about 45 minutes on how to be quiet to the intellect, because every few seconds the intellect will start dancing, the mind will start dancing like a monkey. It won't be able to be still. A monkey can't sit still for a second. Never. And this is why Narad is remembered on the path of devotion as the monkey. His face is like a monkey, because he keeps on thinking about how we're going to go to heaven and we're going to become Narayan. But he doesn't look at his face, that his face is like a monkey. How is he going to become a deity? And so look at yourself. See the Father, follow the Father, be quiet. You won't be peaceful until you know how to be quiet. When a child sits quietly, everybody loves that child. A little child, you know, when he sits quietly, an older child also sitting quietly is loved. One who doesn't sit quietly is a monkey. So just sit quietly. I've shown you that photo of mine. I don't know which photo, but just as how Baba sits, to sit quietly. So just copy Baba. And so you should have that concern, that interest, that love to have to sit quietly. And so such, you know, big Baba and a big yagya and the business and what needs to be done. But look, he just sits quietly. He takes you beyond sound, and he says, is there work to be done, child? Okay, tell Baba. First he makes you quiet, then he says, okay, tell me. And then Baba says, okay, the work will be done, child, don't worry. And so you need to make that effort. Have the aim. To see, to speak.
तो मत हमको है
वी हैव टू डू दैट
दो चार बातें भगवान की
इस
आदि से लेकर के
फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग there are a few things that baba
bari den mili na sirf gift den mili
it's like from the beginning I feel as if I've received them
London
as a gift from baba and one that one is that London Mr. isn't far
London
away from Madhuban the world isn't far away from Madhuban it's how close we are to Madhuban and it's a gift
purushat mein itni ishwar ki direct den hai
whilst making effort there's such yeah. gifts from
so,
god
sarkar mein baba murli chalata tha
in the sarkar days when baba used to speak the murli he never used to remember other countries but he always used to remember london
bache
child
kahe, london ka hai
when somebody hey, says where's
hai.
london
ke aake batave to london ya aisa hai manenge na
but if you go to london and tour around then you're able to say where london is and what it's like
london kaisa hai so manenge na
and so baba used to explain and so heaven you know where's heaven so you need to that's why baba takes you on a tour in heaven so that you're able to come back and share that with everybody and the other point baba always used to make was when a child leaves a soul leaves the body that soul is gone to london for service and baba always used to remember london in different examples like that in the sakar murli and so it's like through the mouth of brahma that lotus mouth we have been created london has been created through directly through the mouth of brahma
अव्यक्त होकर के भी साकार रूप से
एंड व्हेन ही बिकेम अव्यक्त
पालना मिली है इतनी पालना
ही इज गिवन अस सो मच सस्टेनेंस
पालना को याद करो बाबा ने कहा
रिमेंबर द सस्टेनेंस दैट द फादर हैज गिवन यू
उसमें ताकत बहुत
देयर इज स्ट्रेंथ इन व्हेन यू रिमेंबर दैट सस्टेनेंस दैट यू हैव रिसीव्ड
पराई इतनी ऊंची मिली है जो पराई से अंदर से
द स्टडी इज सो हाई एलिवेटेड
पालना तो मात पिता ने दी
एंड द फादर हैज गिवन यू दैट सस्टेनेंस
बुद्धि की
एंड देन
उसमें लगाई है
बट द फैक्ट दैट यूव यूज योर इंटेलेक्ट इन दैट नॉलेज इन दैट स्टडी यू विल देन हैव दैट फेथ इन योर सेल्फ दैट सेल्फ कॉन्फिडेंस एंड सो यूव ऑल्सो बी एबल टू पुट दैट इनटू योर लाइफ दैट डारना अगेन थ्रू योर ओन इंटेलेक्ट एंड सो दैट नोबडी शुड पुल मी एंड आई शुड बी पुल टू एनीथिंग एंड सो दिस इज व्हाट आई हैव टू बी वेरी केयरफुल अबाउट सो दैट आई डोंट गेट पुल्ड इनटू एनीथिंग बट नोबडी एल्स पुल्स मी And so that pulls on two different levels. Have that concern and look after yourself. Okay, there's lots of service. But if your intellect gets pulled or somebody pulls your intellect, then in yoga, in knowledge, in that connection in yoga and then in that connection with Baba as you put things into your dharana, into practice, And if you don't have that relationship, that connection, and okay, with Baba, but with others too, and if you don't have that communication, that relationship, that connection with others, then what is there? It's only dry. It's very dry. No attainment in that. Then you're like a dry sannyasi, one who, you wear white clothes, you eat well, okay, and you move along, but internally there isn't that renunciation. And so a dry sannyasi is one who doesn't have that sweetness and happiness and joy, not whole and full inside, but just moves along. So they listen to the murli, but it doesn't really go through the ears internally. It's very subtle. Why? Because internally that feeling that I am a soul, I am God's child, if you don't realize and recognize that I am His, that I belong to God, that relationship that He's my mother, then you're able to take that love of the mother.
माँ का बच्चा तो बना है पूर्व कर्मों के हिसाब के अनुसार
एंड सो
दुखी है माँ को दुखी कर रहा है
एंड सो नाउ ऑन अ लौकिक लेवल ऑन एन एक्सटर्नल लेवल
नहीं होता है
according to the karmic accounts, then there's pain usually between a mother and a child. But in this relationship with God, when somebody doesn't leave their karmic account from previously, then they're not able to take that love from God as the mother. And so they become spoiled through bad company, and they don't. And at least, okay, they're eating here. They're here in Baba's house, and at least they're saved from the bad company. But they're not taking that love from God. And so that realization that who I am, the realization of who am I, and where I've taken birth. And the mother says, look at the father. The father says, I'm also your teacher. Yes, Baba. In 1 minute, mother, father, teacher, friend, Sadhguru.
Wonderful.
It's so wonderful. There's connection, there's a relationship, and there's communication. There's nothing lacking. And in a very subtle level, he knows what my needs are. He gives me the teachings. He makes me move along. He doesn't say that you need to do anything else. He doesn't give you any difficulty. He says that all your responsibility is on my shoulders now. Now don't worry about yourself. But then you go on into worrying about other people. And so it's a waste of time. I'll give you an example. Lift comes from up and down. And so you pull the lift down. And so I have to wait for that 1 minute. And so don't worry. No, you have to wait. But you have to make sure that you don't even waste that 1 minute whilst you're waiting for the lift. So you need to check. If you think, oh, when's this lift going to come? Then it's, you know, why do you think like that? Just today, pay attention to patience. And so through the day, with a lot of love, with patience, take that Murli into your heart. And so no other thoughts, waste thoughts should arise in your mind. Somebody is good, somebody is bad. If you think about if somebody is good or bad, are they going to reform through your thinking? If you think this one is so bad, are they going to get better? Are they going to reform by your thinking? No, it's a waste of time. Reform yourself and others will reform automatically. Don't have a thought about other people's reformation, other people reforming and becoming better people. Don't think about others. The burden of sin won't be removed, but it will actually, in fact, increase. Because waste thoughts makes you weak. It doesn't allow you to perform good actions, and so of course your sin won't be cut down then. So please look after yourself, be cautious. I wish I could become quiet, but I can't be quiet. I have to say these things. Why? Because God has given me the fortune to be to have that good wishes, and it's through this that my intellect is able to be still and be peaceful and calm and serene. And so even on the path of devotion, I used to say that God, no matter what my body is like, my intellect, I want it to be serene and calm and tranquil so that I can have that connection with you. And in my thinking, I should not think about other people, and if somebody comes into my mind, get out. Through interference they come into my mind, then get out. No one should come into my thoughts. And so even when there's that good feeling and somebody comes into your mind because you care, even with that, don't bring others into your mind, because then you're just becoming like a devotee. And you know, sometimes other people also remember. No. Sorry, I didn't get that bit. okay, so you want to fulfill somebody else's good wishes, and okay, that care you concerned and you think about them. But then it's like it becomes like devotion, where you begin to take care and fulfill their desires. Don't, you know, just keep yourself full and connect them to Baba. And so when you receive everything from God, then you won't lack anything.
Jitna aur sab dunyavi baaton mein safalta paayi hai, kahin paayi, aur Bhagwan Baba ke yaadon se paayi hai.
So a lot of people have attained success in the world through Baba, but to attain success in effort, in you becoming equal to God, then that's something else. And so become wealthy, donate knowledge, and that's, if you want to become a subject, you donate knowledge and you become wealthy. But if you want to become the emperor, nothing lacking. And so one is weakness, number two is number one is weakness, then number two is when there's something lacking within you, and number three is when there's a defect. And so this defect is so subtle, when you don't realize these defects, then you're not able to let go of them because you don't know them. And even if I want to, I'm not able to. And so I shouldn't have any weaknesses. I should have power, strength. And through this strength, I'm able to remove the defects and able to be perfect and complete. And so my intellect has that power to realize what's happening within me, weaknesses, what I'm lacking, and the defect. And so with honesty, with that effort that you make, you win that prize from God. And so, Baba, you have said this, and I will do it, Baba. Acha, acha. And you keep, you know, you move and you do everything. Baba used to have a lot of love for Daddy Kumarka, and others used to feel that Baba loves Daddy. But she was so honest and truthful. I've never seen her do any sort of, you know, any manipulation or anything wrong. Or, like, she never mixed anything. Daddy Chandramani was very clever. Her intellect was so clever. And when we used to play games, and Baba, we used to play games. By the tennis court, which is where the Tower of Peace is now. Tug of war they used to play. And so between Daddy Kumarka and Daddy Chandramani. And so Daddy Chandramani was strong, you know, so she used to be able to pull that. But Baba used to go and help Daddy Kumarka. And so he used to play then chess with us as well. And Daddy Chandramani, very clever. All the daddies were clever. And Daddy Kumarka was very, you know, innocent and sort of a bit naive, kind of soft and easy. And but that Didi was also very clever, and so Baba used to take Daddy Kumarka's side and help her. And so why I'm saying this is because one who is honest and so pure-hearted, Baba helps you. Baba never used to play with me. I'm going to tell you, he never played with me.
And so
Baba used to, everybody used to learn from Baba, you know, how to play, how to eat. He used to make everybody laugh and just how to remain connected with Baba all the time. And so the race to how to race in having connection with Baba all the time. And so in that whole, you know, yoga, like sometimes people used to get headaches and Baba used to make everybody laugh. And so people used to complain to Baba that Baba Janak, Daddy Janki, she doesn't learn how to play these games. And Baba used to say, well, it's okay to watch. And it's like Daddy used to say, let others play, I'll watch. And Baba said, that's good too. And so in Pune, when Baba came, I got lots of things for Baba. And Baba said, why did you spend so much money? And so Baba, Daddy said to Baba, Baba, in Marumandu, I ever ask you why you do something? So you've come here? I said it with that right, you know? We're going to do everything. Okay, I didn't get that bit of joke, but I think it's about... Well, yeah, sorry, didn't get that one. But it was about a game they played in Pune. And so, don't be dry, you know, have that fun relationship with God, enjoy, eat with God, play with God. Why fight with Maya? So don't fight and don't create any fights between other people. Some fight and some create fights for others, conflict. So don't get mixed into any of that. Imbibe golden age sanskaras. And one who is a true yogi, the qualifications of a true yogi, imbibe those. And so Baba is happy to see such a child and gives so much. And so at the end of the day, do a really good night to Baba. So who does a really good night to Baba? Who goes to sleep having done a good night with Baba? I think she wants you to put your hands up. So with a good, you know, with a pure heart, with that honest heart, to say good night to Baba with that honesty, don't miss it. So when you say good night on time with that accuracy, I'm going to say it straight. You can't do any office work after 9 o'clock. You can't pick up a phone either. And so when Murli is happening, nobody can phone me. I was sitting with a group yesterday. A phone came from somewhere in the world. But no, I'm here with others. It's like sometimes people have mobile on the one hand and the telephone on the other hand. And it's like, how can you be a yogi? Be quiet. Uplift yourself. If you want to uplift yourself, then Baba will help you. If you keep yourself busy in other things, then Baba is saying, this one is busy, am I free for somebody like that? He's busy, and so am I free then? And so he's not going to give you that help and time. So Baba, you know, always be present and be... I'm always free for Baba. Baba says, be light,
double light,
so that others have a vision of an angel that just experience that light from you. On the path of devotion too, they experience that. And so now too, they should feel that light, that somebody special has come to me. Somebody has come. So somebody came and they took me away, they carried me away. And then when you go in front of them, they'll see that you came in front of them. And so of course people will have visions of the children.
Baba ne kaha tum usko kya pata Brahma kya cheez hai tumko dekha na tumhare baba ko dekhenge na.
So others won't know who Brahma is, but they'll see you and they'll see Baba. And so to the extent that you remain in remembrance, others will have that experience of God. And so if you have this love and interest to be this, they won't have any excuses. Of course you have to do service. You have the interest to do service, but the quality of service, just like Baba. In my heart, Baba. In my intellect, Baba. Nobody else. Om Shanti. Thank you. I have to go tomorrow. I don't know what time I have to go tomorrow. But whatever I had to say, I said it today. So I think Daddy leaves tomorrow afternoon. So Baba is coming on Friday. So thank you, Baba, that he comes on Friday. He will be present in front of you. I will also be present in front of Baba. Baba knows you. Baba knows that I've come here. And so make that effort and take from Baba. Okay, so remove the mic. new morning, new dawn, and that new light. And so let's go beyond. So let's go beyond the skies and this light. And it's this light is calling us. New light of the new dawn is calling us. So there's no body, no consciousness of the body, and no details of the world. Let's become lost in God, and we will become equal to God. This is the great meeting. Let's meet God. Far away from the world, our home is beautiful. There's a divine light. My thirst is quenched and I've received bliss. And let's meet God. Om Shanti.